First of all, I just want to say, with your last name, opportunity missed not being in the summer games, right? What? Because if you were in the hammer toss, swing hammer, I mean, come on.
Well, I actually met Ethan Katzberg, our Olympic gold medalist hammer throw yesterday. We had a lunch together with the Canadian Olympic Committee, and we said the exact same thing. You know, imagine we had the same last name. Oh, my gosh, it would be hilarious. But, mogul skiing, it's going to have to do.
No, it's still such a crazy story that you – from like Flatlands, Saskatchewan, wind up being, with an amazing result. We're so proud of you doing the moguls. Where did you even train here? Like on Pest Hill or how do you get into this?
The first time I was on skis was being towed behind a snowmobile behind Christopher Lake. And from there, my parents used to run Blackstrap. I don't know if you ever remember Blackstrap. It was 45 meters elevation. Mm-hmm. My parents used to manage the whole place. So my brother, sister, and I, that's where we learned how to ski. And that's where I kind of got the bug for it. But to kind of just really decided it was something I want to do and had the support of the community in Sask and my parents, family and friends, and they really made it happen for me because, I still went to school in Saskatoon. I still high school, like elementary school and everything. So I was always coming back to Sask and I made the national team when I was 16. So I still had, 2.5 years of or 2 years of high school left and was able to make it happen. But it took a village for sure. And it's pretty cool to have just made it this far and compete at my first Olympic Games. It's been a long time coming. So, it's been pretty amazing experience overall.
Shout out. What high school did you go to here?
Holy Cross.
Nice. Holy Cross. All right on. That's fantastic.
Yeah. They tried to get rid of me and they couldn't.
Well, that sounds like a story.
The attendance record seemed to be an issue.
I had a bad attendance record in high school, too. But hey, look, we turned out okay. Hey,
not so bad. Right? Not so bad.
You mentioned competing at your first Olympic Games. And did you have like an aha, like I'm at the Olympics moment here? Like, have you been able to like take this kind of in a little bit?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think before the games, we had a pre-Olympic training camp in Quebec and kind of our last week of preparation before heading off. And I think that's where I had most of my stress and nervousness. It was right before leaving for the games. And then when we finally got there, got to the Olympic Village, it was sort of like, wow, okay, we did it. We made it here. We're here and walking the opening ceremonies. It was a smaller Olympic or opening ceremonies in Livigno where I was, but it was still just such a cool experience to officially be an Olympian. And so it was just kind of took it all in and just tried to really enjoy the experience because, it doesn't happen often, the Olympics. And it's just been so much effort and hard work from myself and my team and my family to get me here. And I just wanted to be able to do my best. And I really think I was able to do that. And having them all there at the bottom, I actually think I was saying this yesterday too. Every single run I did, every contest run, I'm in the gate prior to dropping in. And I had a moment every single run. Oh, wow. Okay. This is the Olympics. It's legit. Because everywhere you look, there's the five rings. Everywhere you look, it's like all over the place. The crowd, it was insane. And you really felt the energy of it and the energy of the games. But I think at that point, it just motivated me. And I was just like taking it all in. And there was a lot less stress than there was trying to qualify for the games. So
crazy. does muscle memory take over at that point when you're kind of taking this all in? I mean, for all the training that you've done? Or
definitely, because I mean, especially in my sport, there's three elements, right? Jumps, turns, and speed as well. So it's pretty easy to get lost in your head and think about, trying to do too many things at once. So for me, in the gate, my mindset going into the games was trust your preparation. I mean, it's been the better part of 10 years working towards this moment, and it would be pretty easy to get caught up in it all. So just tried to trust my preparation and, you know, feel that I had done everything I could to be as prepared as I could in that moment. And when you kind of think about it that way, it's pretty easy to let go of the noise in your head and just kind of ski freely and enjoy the moment. So that was pretty cool.
No, that's very neat. I will admit, when I'm watching, though, I turn 47 next month, and every time you hit one of those moguls, I'm just like, my knees. Like, are you just wrecked the next day? Or
we train so hard for it. We're in the gym. We have a very strict kind of training regimen. So, it takes a toll on the body for sure. I am definitely taking full advantage of this week off we have here before heading back on the World Cup tour. But it's what we've prepared for, training cycles for the better part of this whole quad, this whole 4 years. So, you know, in the moment, it was pretty easy to be, the women's hockey team is just walking by with their gold medals. It's pretty cool.
Yikes.
But it's been a dream of mine my whole life. So to be here and be able to enjoy it, it's pretty cool.
And even Snoop Dogg, I saw you met Snoop Dogg. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was so crazy. Wow. We had finished our training day, and I'm like, what are all these people swarming at the bottom of the course? And it was Snoop Dogg.
Of course, right?
Yeah, the Olympics. It was insane. That was not on my Olympics bingo card, but I'm really happy that happened.
Right on. Have you been able to get most of the Olympic bingo card scratched off? You feeling good about this experience? Will we see you again in 4 years, or what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't know for sure going into this games. I didn't know for sure what my plans were going to be post games, but there is really nothing like the Olympics. And I think I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't try to go for another one. So I think you'll see me in 4 years.
Nice. Nice. I mean, you were so close. We were so proud of you here. Like, oh, my goodness.
Thank you. We'll see. A little bittersweet on that one, but I'm still so happy with how I was able to ski. And
you did amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Incredible. Now, I know there's probably kids who have been watching and listening to you. What do you say to those who are thinking like, geez, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could be like Maya here.
You absolutely can. I think, you know, there's not a lot of people expected me from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan to make it to the Olympics in a ski sport, but you absolutely can. I mean, it's been so cool to see how the community has grown in Saskatoon and in Saskatchewan since I've come through there. There is a freestyle club now, and there is, you know, provincial teams and things are building for sure. So there's more and more resources and support available for, you know, kids who want to get into the sport and keep pushing. And yeah, the community in Sask is something special. And I think I'm so grateful to be from Saskatchewan and have that extra love. And yeah, there's really nothing you can't do when you have that community behind you. So yes, absolutely. 100%. Go get them, kids.
Right on. Well, we're so proud of you. I know you shouted out your high school earlier. Anybody else that you want to shout out to who may be watching or listening back at home here? An old haunt or jaunt of yours from back when?
I mean, I think, Craven Sports Services downtown, the gym back in Saskatoon. I've always done my physio and my training there. I still do whenever I come home, and they've been such a big help to me. And then also the squad at Optimist Hill,
nice.
You know, holding down the fort. had the cat driver, Tom, build me a mogul jump to train over the holidays. And it was pretty cool to be able to actually do some skiing back in Sask for the first time in a really long time. So shout out to the crew back there and all those kids at home. And it's so fun to ski with those guys over Christmas, and hopefully this spring we can make it happen again.
We just got a huge dump of snow the other day, so I know we had
awesome.
We took my son's 9, we were tubing there at Optimus, so we
awesome
love it there,
so
love
fun
it there. Well, hey,
super cool,
so appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I don't want to take away, you go do Olympic-y things and go Canada, go. Good luck.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it. We're so proud of you back here.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.